This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri has said that there has been repeated violation of the understanding which has arrived at the Pakistan earlier today. The briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Mishri said, the armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations, and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and to deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Mishri said that the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. He said that they have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetitions of these violations along with the international border as well as the line of control.
Bharat aur Pakistan ke TGMOs ke beech jo pichle kuch din se chal rahi sainya karwai ko rokne ka samjhota hua tha pichle kuch ghanton se is samjhote ka Pakistan ki or se ghor ullangan ho raha hai. Bharatiya sena jawabi karwai कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है यह अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करे
The foreign secretary said that Pakistan should understand the situation properly and take appropriate action immediately to stop this intrusion. Earlier, India and Pakistan announced ceasefire agreeing to stop firing and the military action with immediate effect. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri made this announcement in New Delhi. He said that the Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations initiated a call for the ceasefire yesterday, after which the discussions took place and understanding was reached.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Director General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Sources said that the stoppage of firing and military action between India and Pakistan has worked out directly between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi soon after the announcement of the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, NSA Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff and the Chiefs of all the three services attended this meeting. The Union Home Secretary, Govind Mohan, held a meeting through video conferencing yesterday with the Chief Secretaries of States sharing border with Pakistan. Sources said that they have been asked to remain alert and to activate the civil defense mechanism in their areas in case of any firing from across the border. This came hours after India and Pakistan announced ceasefire. Pakistan has suffered heavy losses after its provocative action against India and as New Delhi dismantled Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities through its Operation Sindoor. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, India's Army's Colonel Sufia Qureshi said that India's operations have been aimed exclusively at the terrorist camps and the facilities being used at the anti-India activities. She said that Pakistan made several attempts to propagate misinformation and Pakistan's claim of destroying India's S-400 and the BrahMos missile base with its JF-17 was completely fabricated.
पाकिस्तान ने यह क्लेम किया कि उसने अपने JF-17 से हमारे S-400 व ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल बेस को नुकसान पहुंचाया, जो कि बिल्कुल गलत है दूसरा उसका यह भी मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन था कि हमारी एयरफील्ड्स जो कि सिरसा जम्मू पठानकोट बटिंडा नलिया और भुज में है ये उसका मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन भी बहुत गलत है तीसरा पाकिस्तान के मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन के मुताबिक हमारे अम्यूनिशन डम्प्स जो चंडीगढ़ और ब्यास में है उसका डैमेज हुआ यह भी बिल्कुल गलत है पाकिस्तान की ओर से ये झूठा आरोप भी लगाया जा रहा है कि भारतीय सेना ने मस्जिदों को नुकसान पहुंचाया मैं इससे बिल्कुल स्पष्ट करना चाहती हूं कि इंडिया इज ए सेक्युलर नेशन और हमारी सेना भारत के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल वैल्यूज की एक बहुत प्यारी झलक है
During this briefing, Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh dismissed the disinformation spread by Pakistan and India's airfields in Sirsa, Jammu, Pathankot, Bathinda, Nalia and Bhuj were damaged.
Several attempts were made by Pakistan on spreading a misinformation campaign, as we have seen for the last few days. There were attempts made to say that the destruction of airfields at Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhuj, Nalia, etc. was a false claim. The forward ammunition dump at Chandigarh and Bias are also fit and fine.
Meanwhile, Navy's Commodore Raghu Nair said that since the tragic events at Pahalgam, India's responses have been measured and responsible. He said there's significant amount of misinformation undertaken from the other side. Commodore Nair asserted that India will be adhering to this understanding and has been reached, but the future escalation will be inviting decisive response.
There is a significant amount of misinformation that is being undertaken from the other side. And as a professional military organization, we thought it is also our duty to dispel those misinformation aspects, as also state the facts of the case as they stand.
India has warned that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. Top government resources said, and it confirmed, that this came to the awakening of this recent escalation from this Pakistan side, which stopped after the undertaking between the both countries. India's befitting reply to Pakistan's provocation and the aggressive diplomatic push at the global level to corner Islamabad forced the neighboring country to come down on its knees. Just after the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, New Delhi unequivocally made it clear that the terrorists behind the attack and its shielder will not be spared, and they will be given the answer in their own language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to avenge the slain people and made it loud and clear that Pakistan will have to pay the price of its misadventure. We have more from our correspondent.
Right after the terror attack, India severed diplomatic ties, revoked visas of Pakistanis, suspended Indus Water Treaty, and blocked its airspace for Pakistani airlines. Simultaneously, India also launched a global outreach to expose Pakistan's nefarious designs and corner it internationally. Subsequently, it launched Operation Sindoor in the midnight of 7th of this month, wreaking havoc at 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi did not just stop there and doubled down on its retaliation against Pakistan's terror outfits. In the last 4 days, under Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered heavy losses at all fronts, be it in air or on land. Not only this, India also diplomatically pushed Pakistan through its continuous outreach and also in digital space by countering its disinformation and fake narrative. This forced Pakistan to toe the line and come to the table. With Divakar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan aggression has left the terror-spawning Pakistan anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to vindictive disinformation campaign in its digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images on the social media platform, Terror Factory, Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate the public perception.
Pakistan's despairing pursuit of propagating fake news on the digital battleground has been no different than its inevitable descent in shielding terrorism on its soil. A helpless Pakistan is now cornered to paint fake news and malicious content on the digital walls. A barrage of baseless content involving capturing of Indian soldiers and destruction of Indian defense systems is being hopelessly thrown by various Pakistani social media channels to whitewash and mask Pakistan's inescapable loss in the global media. A video claiming the capture of an Indian female Air Force pilot in Pakistan is being circulated in the social media. Similarly, a 2016 image is being peddled by various pro-Pakistan social media accounts to falsely claim that 3 fighter jets have been crashed in different areas of the Himalayan region. Another fake claim that an Indian pilot has ejected from a fighter jet over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is also being disseminated across various platforms, which reflects the evident frustration of the terror breeding ground Pakistan. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla has said that the board officials and the IPL Governing Council will discuss today the best possible schedule to complete the suspended T20 league following the announcement of the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. The board will force and suspend the IPL on Friday with 16 matches remaining. And that is the end of this news bulletin.